Hello.
My name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's jump in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. Today, I would like to focus on Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 51, and we read the following. Then he made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side, toward Bethsaida. While he dismissed the crowd, and when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came towards them walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them. Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. Now, here again we see Jesus is demonstrating his divine power. There's actually a slightly different translation that I prefer, and in verse 50, the other translation is, take courage, I am, do not be afraid. And this is the divine name, and I want to look at a couple of passages in the Old Testament, first looking at the divine power or the divine authority of Jesus, and then I want to look at the divine name. If we turn to Job chapter 9, verse 8, we read the following. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crests of the sea. And then if you turn to Psalm 77, verses 17 through 20, you hear the following. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and lashed about, trembled even to their depths. The clouds poured down their rains. The thunderheads rumbled. Your arrows flashed back and forth. The thunder of your chariot wheels resounded. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Through the sea was your path, your way through the mighty waters, though your footsteps were unseen. Now those two passages deal specifically with the divine power, and now I want to look at the divine name that Jesus gives. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, But, said Moses to God, when I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, if they ask me, what is his name? What am I to tell them? God replied, I am who I am. Then he added, this is what you shall say to the Israelites. I am sent you. God spoke further to Moses. Thus shall you say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. Now, there are a couple of passages in the Catechism that talk about the divine name, and I want to mention part of each paragraph. In 206, we read, in revealing his mysterious name, Yahweh, I am he who is, I am who am, or I am who I am, God says who he is and by what name he is to be called. And if you skip down a little bit, his name is ineffable, and he is the God who makes himself close to men. And in the next paragraph, 207, by revealing his name, God at the same time reveals his faithfulness, which is from everlasting to everlasting, valid for the past. I am the God of your fathers. As for the future, I will be with you. God who reveals his name as I am, reveals himself as the God who is always there, present to his people in order to save them. And for a few moments, what I'd like to reflect upon is the translation of Mark 6:50. Jesus says, take courage, I am, do not be afraid. He is reminding us of his closeness to us and at the same time conveying that he is God. Saint Augustine has a beautiful expression of this in the Confessions. God is closer to me than I am to myself and higher than anything I could possibly imagine. You can hear this in scriptures like Isaiah 7:14, and shall name him Emmanuel, which is God is with us. Matthew 1, 20 through 23 is where St. Joseph, in a dream, has this revealed to him that Mary will bear a son, and his name is to be Jesus. And this fulfills what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. And they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The final scripture is Matthew 28, 20. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. In closing, when you read the scriptures, pray your rosary, or spend any time in prayer, but most especially whenever you're going through a trial of some sort, remember that God is with us, and then go be another Christ to the world. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.